This recording of a channeling session is intended for your personal use only and is protected by copyright. Please do not duplicate it for any commercial means, and please do not post it to any website. Feel free to post a link back to it on www.josiah.com. Thank you.
It is indeed a pleasure to be invited back into your brass level once again, and we would like to express our greetings to you and as well to express our gratitude for once again being offered this opportunity to interact and to share with you, studio. And now, before we begin, we would remind you that there continues to exist for each of you that opportunity to be involved in what we like to refer to as a silent communication or a telepathic interaction and exchange of information with other entities that would be with us on this afternoon, or indeed that portion that you like to refer to as your higher self or that spark of consciousness that you are. And you will find, as a result of the energy that you have created in this fact on this afternoon, that it's quite easy for you to alter your consciousness and to enter into what you might refer to as a metaphysical state, and in that altered state of consciousness have that opportunity to exchange that information telepathically. And once again, many times, you may have a difficulty in retaining or recalling a memory of that interaction or what the details were that involved that interaction. But nonetheless, we assure you that as you continue to exist within this vibrational level in your conscious state, many times intuitive suggestions may come to you in that awakening consciousness state that will assist you in this reality creation process as a result of the interactions that you experience during your meditations and altered states of consciousness. And so we would encourage you to be involved in that silent communication. And once again, many times the information that you receive is information that is much more pertinent to your individual needs and desires than is the information that we attempt to express to each of you through this rather limited use of the vocabulary. That is always, of course, the choice is yours, it's absolutely. Now, let's talk about one of our favorite topics, which is the reality creation process that you utilize to create this experience that you have in your awakened consciousness state in this vibrational level. We've suggested many times, and each of you understand, that the reality that you experience is a reflection of your beliefs and belief systems. That's the very simplest form that we can express the creation process that you utilize. The spark of consciousness that you are creates the reality that validates your beliefs and belief systems. And it does so without judging as to whether it's right or wrong, good or bad, or something that you should or should not experience, whether it will be either what you, when you are awake in consciousness state, might refer to as being a positive or negative experience, has no effect upon the creation process utilized by that spark of consciousness that you are. From that level of your consciousness, there is no judgment as to whether it's right or wrong, good or bad, but rather a validation of what it is that you desire to experience, a validation of your beliefs and belief systems. And the spark of consciousness that you are rejoices in the creation process and in the opportunity to experience this intense and diverse range of emotions and feelings that you capable of experiencing in this vibrational level as a result of the limitations that you put upon yourselves in your so-called awakened consciousness state. It's why you exist and why you choose to remain in this vibrational level. You, however, as a human consciousness, have altered the energy that you utilize to maintain this illusionary reality. And in doing so, you have created for yourself an opportunity for you to influence your reality from an awakened consciousness state in a manner that's been very difficult for you to achieve in your so-called past, in your so-called history, or in your so-called other previous lifetimes. So as a result of that alteration of the energy, it's much easier for you to consciously influence your reality. Much easier for you to consciously have an effect upon what it is that you experience in your awakened consciousness state. Much easier for you to consciously alter your beliefs and belief systems. You create this reality. Once again, utilizing certain methods and techniques, whether you in your awakened consciousness state are aware of the process or not. You see, that's the irony of it. It's something that you already do. It's not something that you must train yourself to do, but something that you do continuously. This reality you experience is your creation and a reflection of your beliefs and belief systems. To influence it consciously, there are certain methods and techniques that you can utilize. And it's important, once again, to understand that the method or the technique is not nearly as important as the belief that you hold regarding that method or technique. There are some steps, however, that you can utilize that will assist you in developing into believe more strongly in the capacity of a certain method or technique to assist you in your reality creation process. First of all, understand what it is that you desire. Seems like such a simple statement to make, what it is that you desire. Once again, the irony of it is that the reality you experience is, whether you choose to believe or not, a reflection of what it is that you desire, based upon the beliefs and belief systems that you hold. In order to assist your so-called awakened consciousness state in this reality creation process, it can be beneficial, however, to understand exactly what it is that you desire and to be specific in what it is that you desire. So many entities exist in your awakened consciousness state don't have a list of desires or what it is that they wish to obtain or to experience in their awakened consciousness state in this incarnational period. They simply exist through default by making choices and decisions based upon what they believe to be fact or what they believe to be simply the consequence of their actions and interactions with others influencing their reality. You can have that default creation process if you wish. It's not right or wrong. We're not for a minute suggesting that you should or should not be involved in any type of methods or techniques in creating this reality. If you're entirely satisfied with the reality that you're experiencing, then you continue to do so. Once again, this is not a right or wrong should or should not do. process, but rather understanding the process that you utilize in the correction of this reality that you are experiencing in your awakened consciousness state. If you choose to believe that you're not in control, that's not right or wrong, and you will create all kinds of realities to validate that belief or belief system. And if, once again, it's a reality that you are enjoying and that you are in your awakened consciousness state quite satisfied with, then why would you bother to alter that? Continue. There's nothing wrong with it. However, if you wish to have some type of conscious influence upon the reality that you create through the understanding of the methods and techniques that you utilize, then it's beneficial to know what it is that you desire and to grasp the concept that what you desire is what you experience without exception. You see, you do it continuously. It's not something that you are not in the process of utilizing, but rather something that you can become more aware of and utilize and influence from your conscious state of mind in your awakened consciousness state, as opposed to influencing from your altered states of consciousness, from your dream state, from the state in which you interact with your beliefs and belief systems, when you interact with other entities and put in place all of the agreements and the beliefs and the reality experience that will be created and fulfilled in your so-called awakened consciousness state, to influence and to have a greater influence upon that reality in your awakened consciousness state, understanding what it is that you desire and being very specific, it can go a long ways in assisting you in creating this desirable reality from a conscious state. When you understand what it is that you desire, then use your imagination to imagine the experience as if you already own it. All of the reality that you experience in your awakened consciousness state is, as to a great extent, a validation of beliefs that are based upon and utilized through your imagination. All of the advancements, if you wish, that you experience in all areas of your society and your civilization are the result of the utilization of imagination. What would it be like? What would it be like? What would it be like if we could communicate with others in other parts of your Earth system? What would it be like if we could travel to distant places of your universe? What would it be like? Utilize your imagination. Utilize it as if it already occurs, and be very specific in your imagination. If one of your desires, for example, is to be involved in some type of a relationship, then it's important that in your imagination you imagine the relationship that you would choose to be involved in, that you desire to experience. Understanding within the capacity of that relationship what it is that you expect to feel and to experience, the emotions and feelings that you expect. Utilize your imagination as if you already have it, like it's already there. And then expectation. So many wish to have some method or technique to assist in this reality creation process. And each of you have heard of many of the techniques. And we're not going to suggest that one is superior or inferior to the other. Because you see, the important thing is not the method or the technique, but your belief in the method or the technique. So if you believe that the utilization of meditation in that altered state of consciousness, you utilize your imagination to experience the reality. And if you believe that utilizing that method will assist you in bringing that reality into your awakened consciousness state, then by all means, utilize it. If on the other hand you have doubts that that will work, then you're simply spinning your wheels, so to speak, if you utilize a method or technique that you don't believe is going to work anyway. If you believe that some type of repetition through exposure to a certain desire that you wish to bring into your reality, some object that you wish to obtain, is a method or technique that will work for you, then by all means utilize it. You see, the method or the technique is not nearly as important as your belief in the method or technique. Many times, individuals involved in this reality creation process, no matter what method or technique it is that they desire or they choose to utilize, many times fall short of the creation process and have difficulty because they put in place such a huge desire to bring into their reality, into their awakened consciousness state. And somewhere in the back of their mind, they lack the expectation that they can really create it. They make it very difficult. For example, they wish to have some type of abundance. And so they put in place this imaginary reality where they're existing in all of the luxurious items, in all of the fantasies, in all of the most elaborate experiences that you can imagine, when in the back of the mind, in their true belief system, they don't really hold the expectation that it's possible to bring that into their reality. This reality that you experience in your awakened consciousness state is an illusionary reality. It's an illusionary reality. The individuals that are experiencing that reality that you may desire are experiencing it because they believe that they are entitled. They have the expectation. They own the belief system that it's their possibility to create and experience that reality. And when you choose a reality that you, in your awakened consciousness state, look at and say, well, this would be great, but it's beyond my capacity to create that type of reality, then it's very difficult for you to achieve what it is that you desire. Instead, you achieve what you desire, which is the validation of the belief that it's not possible for you to experience that remote possibility that seems to be beyond your grasp. And so, in order to utilize this creation process, and to utilize a method or the technique, and to enhance your expectation, choose a reality and a desire that is within what you believe in you're capable of creating and experiencing. Something small, something that gives you that feeling of success, that gives you that feeling that you can utilize this type of method or technique to create this reality that you desire, in utilizing your imagination, and you enhance your expectation that it is possible to create the reality. You see, one of the most difficult aspects of this entire creation process is the expectation factor. You can put down what it is that you desire, and you can utilize all of your imagination, but if you don't have the expectation, then it's very difficult for you to create the reality from a conscious state. You see, with the lack of expectation, then really you believe that it's not possible. Somewhere in your so-called subconsciousness, you hold that belief that it really can't be done. And the spark of consciousness that you are validates the beliefs and belief systems that you hold, and you create that reality that validates the belief that it's not possible for you. It's possible for so-and-so over there, because you can see that they're quite successful at this reality creation process. I don't know what it is about them that makes them so special, that they get all of this stuff, that they are creating a reality that they enjoy, but for me it's not possible. It's not possible because you lack the expectation, because you lack the belief that you are worthy of creating the reality that you desire, or that it's beyond your capacity to create such a reality. Expectation. You see, the individual that's creating that reality that you desire, that's over there, that has that relationship, or has that abundance, or has that happiness in their day-to-day experience, in their awakened consciousness state, is utilizing exactly the same method and technique to create their reality as you are to create yours. The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. Every entity existing not only in your vibrational level, but in any other vibrational level throughout all of creation, utilizes the same methods and techniques to create the reality that they experience. Each and every entity in your vibrational level and in every other vibrational level is all that is. You see, that entity that you look at is creating that reality that you desire, but that you don't feel that you have the capacity to create for yourself, is at the level of consciousness from which they create that reality, no more and no less than what he has in every other entity is in this vibrational level and every other vibrational level, including the act of you. That can be a difficult aspect to grasp. And it's through that understanding that you begin to have the expectation that it's possible for you to create the reality that you desire, that you're utilizing your imagination. Expectation. All of these are influenced by the thoughts and feelings that you consciously hold and experience, influenced by the choices and decisions that you make consciously. And particularly in this new age and new energy, in which your thoughts and feelings, your choices and decisions, your attitudes and your beliefs are influenced by what it is that you desire, by that imagination and by your expectation. Like who you are, it's very important. You see, it's very difficult for you to have that expectation that you are worthy of the creation of what it is that you desire and you're imagining, if you really don't believe that you're worthy of that experience in your awakened consciousness state. Like who you are, a very important aspect. Like who you are. Love yourself consciously. Pay attention to those individuals that are experiencing that reality that you look upon as being so desirable, and that you're having difficulty in creating for yourself if you're involved in that type of experience, pay attention to those entities that you look at with perhaps envy, that you're not able to experience certain elements in their reality. Many times, you will find that those entities are experiencing a very similar reality in comparison to your own. But because of a different attitude, because of different choices and decisions, because of the different expectations, and because they like who they are and love themselves consciously, they are experiencing emotions and feelings that are entirely different from someone who lacks the self-love, the self-respect of liking who they are. Many times, it's simply an alteration of an attitude that is a reflection of a belief or a belief system. And if you like who you are, if you begin to experience the strengthening of character and the strengthening of self-love, if you can look into the mirror and see a reflection of someone that you love without any type of restriction, someone that you love unconditionally, then you begin to experience the possibility of the expectation to experience the realities that you desire. When you begin to love yourself consciously, and when you begin to grasp the concept and the understanding that you are the creator of this reality, and when you begin to experience a reality that is a reflection of that self-love, of that liking who you are, then many times what it is that you desire consciously has a dramatic change. What you once thought was so important may suddenly not seem as important anymore. You may begin to experience what you would refer to as more desirable interactions with entities that at one time you had a difficulty in interacting and conversing with. What you thought was once so important may no longer hold the same importance. You may, as a result of that self-love, begin to experience a reality that, while it may, in terms of your so-called physical comforts and all of your other activities and experiences, all of the abundance that you may feel that you desire, may not change, and yet your attitude, your reflection, and consequently the experience and the feelings and emotions that you have can change dramatically. Like who you are. Love yourself consciously. It's rather ironic that you can, in your awakened consciousness stage, look at someone who seems to have all it is that you may wish and desire in your awakened consciousness stage. All of the abundance. Unlimited abundance. Relationships. Relationships where there are entities surrounding them who love them unconditionally. And yet many of those entities that are what you may look at as being somehow more fortunate than others are nonetheless not very happy in their experience. people who look upon themselves as being somehow in a very desirable reality and yet not enjoying the reality at all, not enjoying the experience, being in a state of continual I wish I were, and yet from an outside perspective seemingly having everything at their fingertips. And yet because of their lack of self-worth, the lack of liking who they are, the lack of self-love, are not really in a position where they believe that they are experiencing a very desirable reality. Abundance is never enough. Relationships are never enough. It continues to be a desire that they seemingly can never achieve, and yet from another's perspective it can be a situation where it's an overabundance and an unending supply of relationships. And yet you can look at another entity existing in what you may refer to as being a less than desirable reality in terms of their material experiences. Someone who may be refined to a wheelchair, for example, independent upon others for all of the basic needs to sustain their existence in this awakened consciousness state. And yet that individual may be an individual who has experienced a very enjoyable reality, liking who they are, loving themselves unconditionally, and experiencing each and every day from a very positive point of view, and enjoying their existence and their experience. Abundance, relationships, will not bring to one that which you desire, which is a connection and an understanding of your higher self and of who and what you truly are. Like who you are. Love yourself consciously. And you will begin to experience that expectation to create the reality that you desire. And once again, many times, the reality that you desire may have a dramatic change from the reality that you once desired when you lacked self-love, when you lack this ability to like who you are. While we hesitate to give you methods or techniques, once again, the method or technique that can assist you in achieving what it is that you desire, in achieving that expectation fact that is so necessary in this reality creation process. Liking who you are is a very important method or technique, putting in place a list of principles, applying the principles when the opportunity presents itself, be willing to change the list of priorities on that list of principles, apply the principles even when it may seem that you're going to be alone in the application of your principles. Better to stand alone best upon an application of your principles than to stand with others and feel like you have failed. Apply the principle. Apply the principles, and when you apply the principles, you begin to strengthen the character. When you look into the mirror in the morning, you begin to see an element and a reflection of the entity who is indeed someone who lacks who they are, and you begin to love yourself and to have the capacity to love yourself consciously. When you begin to love yourself consciously, an amazing transformation occurs. Individuals begin to speak to you as you walk down the street, or they look at you and say hello, and then wonder why they were drawn to say hello. Smile at you without any type of indication that you have a recognition whether you have even tried to communicate or to express any type of communication to that individual, and yet they feel drawn to smile, to say, hello, how are you? And to wonder after, who was that? Because you will radiate that expression of love and of self-love, of liking who you are. When you like who you are, others will like you as well. When you love yourself consciously, you begin to have the capacity to love those who are around you. And it radiates from you. And you begin to have the expectation to create the reality that you desire, which is to primarily understand who and what you truly are. Like yourself. Love yourself unconditionally. Pay attention to the opportunities that you present to yourself to apply your principles so that you can consciously become aware of this concept of building and strengthening your character. Like who you are. You are all that is. You are all that is. You create your reality. And you cannot fail to come to the understanding that you are the God you search for. You exist in an illusionary reality. It's not to say it's not important. It's not to say that it's insignificant, but it's an illusion. It's an illusion that you not only can, but do manipulate on a continual basis. And the capacity to manipulate that reality and to have a better impact upon that manipulation from your awakened consciousness state is to have the expectation that it's possible for you to do so. And in order to achieve the expectation, love yourself consciously. Understand that you are all that is. Accept that you are the creator of your reality as a validation of your beliefs and belief systems. And that you cannot fail to come to that understanding. It's really that simple. It really and truly is. The rest is all an illusion that is up for grabs. You simply cannot change the concept of who you are. And you cannot fail to come to that understanding. Now, we would break for a moment or two, and if you wish, we would return and attempt to answer any questions that you might have for us. And in the meantime, we would remind you that we are not separated by a vibrational level, but rather by rather we are not separated by time or space, but rather by a vibrational level. And should you choose to interact with us, you have but to express the intent. And we would welcome that opportunity to interact and to share with the rest of you. And so we would leave you for a moment or two with love and with peace.